I'd like to read most of Colossians chapter 3. So, Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Well, I just want to share a few thoughts from the first four verses of that passage. In the opening words of the passage, Paul says something about the people to whom he is addressing his remarks. He says, "If then you have been raised with Christ." And when he says "if," it's not that he's expressing any doubt about it. It's "if" in the sense of being synonymous with "since," or "given that you have been raised with Christ, then the following applies to you." And he's picking up again on a theme from a few verses earlier in chapter 2, verse 12, where he said, "Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead, and you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by cancelling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross." So, how should we live now that we've been raised with Christ? We are meant for so much more than the world can give us. And Colossians gives us a bigger picture, a higher goal to live for. It directs us to rise above the things of this world and to focus on eternal things. You have been raised with Christ, and that changes everything. So Paul gives two commands for those who have been raised with Christ. That's to say, for all believers. Firstly, set your hearts on things above. When you set your heart on something, you have a deep desire for that thing. You long for it. You seek it more than anything else. So when Paul tells you to set your hearts on things above, he's talking about what you seek. And he's saying that as a Christian, you have a new direction or goal. And you're no longer to seek the things down here on earth, but you're to set your hearts on things above. And the things above refers to heavenly things, eternal things, things of God rather than things of man. The things that are above are those things that will last forever, in contrast to the temporary things of this world. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So back to Colossians, Paul says to set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Why should we seek the things that are above? Because that's where Christ is. We love Jesus. We should hunger and thirst for Christ. We want to be with him, and he is above. He is seated at the right hand of God, sitting at the place of honour. And it's a place of honour, and it's also a place of highest authority. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God in the heavenly places, means that Jesus is reigning. So to set your hearts on things above, where Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, is really just another way of saying Jesus is Lord. But the Bible tells us that not only has Christ been raised and seated in the heavenly realms, it says that we're sitting there with him. In Ephesians chapter 2, and verse 5 and 6, it says, "Even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with grace." Sorry, "together with grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And then the second command that Paul gives is to set your minds on things above. Verse 2 says, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." When you set your mind on something, it means that you think about it. You think about that thing a great deal, if not constantly. And so if setting your heart on things above means having a new direction, a new goal, setting your mind on things above means having a new focus. And when Paul talks about earthly things, he's not necessarily talking about sinful things. Many earthly things are not sinful. There are many earthly things which are not sinful in themselves, but it is sinful to make them your focus, to take your focus off Christ and put your focus on earthly things, on idols. So don't set your minds on earthly things, he says. Don't be thinking of earthly things all the time. Instead, your thoughts should be focused on heavenly things. Something you've probably heard many times said, some people are so heavenly minded that they're of no earthly use. But the real danger is that you can be so earthly minded that you're of no heavenly use. Setting your minds on things above will not pull you away from helping others here on earth. It does just the opposite. You must be heavenly minded if you want to do earthly good. We're not to ignore this world and just focus on heaven instead. Rather, we are to view this world through heaven's lens, from an eternal perspective. And that should actually increase our service to people in the world. When you set your minds on things above, it will completely change your thinking. You will think good and right, worthy thoughts instead of focusing on the mess of the world down here. Paul writes to the Philippians in chapter 4 and verse 8, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." So then Paul gives us three reasons why we should set our hearts on things above and set our minds on things above. And the first is that you died with Christ. In verse 3 it says, "For you died." This is talking about a past event. Christ not only died for you, but you died with him. If you are a Christian, then this is something that's already happened to you. It's a completed action. When you put your faith in Christ, you died to self. And then we have a present reason. Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. So what does that mean? The fact that your life is hidden with Christ means that you are safe and secure. Where is your life? It's hidden with Christ. And where is Christ? He's seated at the right hand of God. And there isn't any safer place to be. And then thirdly, we have a future reason too. When Christ appears, you will appear with him in glory. You died with Christ in the past. Your life is now hidden with Christ in the present. And in the future, you will appear with Christ in glory. So, as Christians, we are called to live a Christ-centred life. And that means putting Christ right at the centre rather than the things of this world. Where should we look? We should look up. As a Christian, we have a new direction in life. Set your heart on things above. You have a new focus. Set your mind on things above. And as a Christian, you have a new destiny and a new hope. When Christ appears, you will appear with him. Amen.
Amen.